Well, you know, we've been accused of learning all our songs off of old records and just being copies of them, and I don't believe that because I know. But I resent that remark very much. I even resemble it. So this is an old story that I learned off an old record, and it's called The Automobile Trip Through Alabama. But I'm not going to do it as I did it on my record or the way the guy did it on the record that I learned it from. I'm going to do it as if the guy who was doing it on the record was reading it. That would be different. Well, some folks call me red, but my hair's not red. It just got wet and rusted, that's all. But I bought me a brand new Ford the other day and poured it full of 10 gallons of Woco Pep gasoline to see how far I could drive it. I drove it 3 weeks, night and day, wired back for a new set of tires. I still didn't need no gasoline. I drove it all over the hills and hollers of Alabama. On top of one of those big mountains over there, I saw an old man driving a cow to a buggy. Well, the cow got scared of my brand new Ford, so the old man taken the cow and tied him to a tree and said he'd pull the buggy himself. So he got between the shafts and started. And just as he got alongside of me, I shot the juice to my brand new Ford and scared the old man, and he ran away and tore up the buggy. And the cow got loose, and he's walking on down the road just laughing at him. So I went on down to a place they call Bear Creek. On the other side of Bear Creek, I saw a great big bear. Well, the Ford stood there and started shaking. So I reached in the back seat and grabbed my hat and coat and crawled on down the road for 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 miles. I come back 10 minutes later, and what do you think I saw? But there was my brand new Ford standing in the middle of a broom sage patch, kicking with both hind feet and pawing like the dickens with the front two. I turned around and I didn't see no bear. I wondered what's the matter. The Ford said, "Don't you see all them young airplanes lighting on my back?" Well, I looked back there, and sure enough, there was a whole bunch of little yellow striped things lighting on the brand new Ford. It had knots on it like hen's eggs. Well, I got me a brush and began to thrush. They began to fly around my head and try to cool me off. This kind of got the Ford mad. It said, "Put him in the back seat, and we'll drive him on down to the river and drown him." So I put him in the back seat and got behind the wheel and started. And naturally, the Ford had kicked and poured and run a hot box and run all the grease out of it, and all it could say was me and you and them. I says, "It may be me and you and them now, but it's just going to be you and them for a little while." So I went on down the road for 10 minutes, come back 5 minutes later, and what do you think I saw? But there was my brand new Ford scattered all over a 10-acre field. Well, I taken the back housing, and I poured in 2 gallons of the Woco Pep gasoline to make me a gun to go hunt the bear. I went on down to the river and saw a drove of ducks up the river and a drove of geese down the river. And just then I turned around, and what do you think I saw? But there was a rattlesnake fixing to bite me. Well, I lit a match to the gasoline and blowed up the gun. One barrel went up the river, got all the ducks. The other barrel went down the river, got all the geese. The ramrod went down the snake's throat and killed it. And the explosion was so strong, it knocked me back into the river, and I came out with both boots full of fish. Just then I turned around, and what do you think I saw? But there was my brand new Ford, all back together again. Still didn't need no Woco Pep gasoline.